Okay, if you'll say a short prayer with me, say, Father, I have ears that hear. I have eyes that see. And I have a heart that perceives what your Holy Spirit is trying to get through to me. Amen? And amen. Sometimes the word can bring more life in your light than anything else. And when you read the word, when you read the scripture, it's not intended to be everybody else's solution. It's supposed to be your solution, my solution. And for a season in my life when I was reading the word, oh, this applies to this one. Oh, this applies to that one. Anybody relate? Holy Spirit finally said, wait a minute. Who's reading the word? I said, I am. He says, then the word is not for them, it's for you. So there are times he will twist your leg and let you know that you're in the wrong space. And all he's trying to do is to wake you up. So we're going to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. That's because Christian men are the only one that know how to make coffee. Hebrews, not the woman.
You're going to end up back in that.
It doesn't say Shebrews. It says Hebrews. Okay? All right, I know I'm corny tonight.
Keep your day job.
Keep my day job. Okay, Hebrews chapter 4, we're going to hit verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of my heart. Notice I said my heart. Your Bible would say my heart.
Your head is.
Huh?
Your head is.
I'm heading in the corner. There are times that we have a tendency to correct the neighbor more quickly, and the Holy Spirit's really trying to deal with you and me.
Amen.
Okay? And he's a lover, in case you forgot. And I want to back this up to verse 6. Because the whole beginning of this chapter talks about you and me really entering the promises of God and resting and letting God do the job instead of you and me peddling ourselves into obliviousness and getting ourselves all worn out. It says, it still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David that it was said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Well, switching the lesson to somebody else is what?
Hardening
your heart, because it's not for you. Last week I was talking to someone, and they were, let's say, in a dilemma. Because the person they're ministering to is a lady that has now had some surgery and recovery time and nursing home time and back to the hospital. And so the Lord gave, this is a couple, the Lord gave a word to give out to the patient, the one that they're ministering to. And as soon as the word was given, the patient said, oh, that's not for me. That's for this one. And I'm so glad you gave it. So they both knew that they better just shut up. Duct tape was immediately applied. Because if you start telling someone who doesn't really want to hear what they need to adjust, you better be quiet. Because you're going to create an enemy. And instead of bringing ministry and healing, you're going to bring what? Division and delusion. And this is what I said. Because they were asking me what I think. And I said, the Lord in his word says he'll give them strong delusion. Now, if you're in a deluded place where you really believe what you believe, and you believe that it's truth, and all the correction goes to other people, so that you and I can have a lifestyle that's going to be sweet and comfy, we're in a wrong space. And, you know, there are times that the Holy Spirit had to spoon feed me a little tiny bit at a time, and one full teaspoon I sometimes couldn't handle. You know why? Because I was broken. And when we are broken, it's only tender, loving abilities that are allowed to come in, because otherwise, more rejection, we would just literally fall over. Verse 8. If Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work. The person that they were ministering to could not receive, was only able to apply the truth of that word to other people. Was that individual at rest?
No.
What were they doing? How did they get to that place where they couldn't receive information from the Holy Spirit? They've hardened their heart, correct. And now, how do I harden my heart?
Just life will harden your
heart. Life will harden your heart. Rejection, pain, irritations, insults, blah, blah, blah. And you instantly say, ha-ha, well, they'll never do that to me again. Yeah. And that's an inner vow. Those inner vows can either bind you or release you. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18 and 18. Whatever you and I bind on earth with our words. Remember, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. When the attitude of the heart of this individual was visible to this couple, they had to pull back. The reason they called, they said, what should we do? Rest. Rest from your labor, because they're not ready. This person is unable to receive the information that would set them free. If they're not ready, even if you took a sledgehammer and broke open their heads and said, we're going to pound this word in there, they would reject it anyway. Do you ever try to teach a child that doesn't want to learn?
Yeah.
How much do you get through?
Nothing.
Verse 10. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their examples of disobedience. He's talking about the old covenant and the people in the Old Testament. They were disobedient. They couldn't take information. Jesus could not get through to the religious folks of his day. And you and I sometimes will not be able to get through to the religious folks of our day. So you need to pull back and just let God do it. resting in his abilities alone. When you and I are looking at the Word, and we see something that kind of moves on the inside of our belly, it's not going to be your head that's going to get it. It's usually your spirit man. And you're going to feel a churning or a rolling over. Sometimes it's almost like a small little thundercloud that's going on inside. Pay attention. Make a note of the word that you just read. Jot it down. You may not be able to digest that word because of inner vows or a hardened heart that you're dealing with, a corner that is not able to be penetrated at this time. It doesn't mean a week from now, he might not send you back to that same word, and all of a sudden there's a little crack in your heart that has been made by God, and that living water starts cleansing that heart, and then you can take in the word, and you'll be able to start releasing grace to yourself. How many know the first person that needs love is you? The first person that needs love is who? Me. Yeah. How can you give out something you ain't got? If you're full of bitterness, anger, resentment, all kinds of anger, and you are totally confused, what are you going to have to give out? All of those? That's what's going to come out of you. Frustration, etc., etc., etc. Right? And fear tactics. The kingdom that we are preparing to enter is a kingdom of words. Hear me. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of words. Jesus is the Word made, and the bride is going to be the Word made flesh, working in us corporately. Now, I know that's a little bit, it doesn't want to go in. Anybody catching it on? It doesn't want to go in. How can we be the Word made flesh? We are. His Spirit is in me. Yes. His Spirit is in each and every one of us. When we go out there in the world, we have a life-giving ability for anyone who comes to us. Last week, I ministered to a young man, and he's quite broken, and he's having a very hard time because within the past 8 months, he learned that he had as a son that he never got to see. Because there was a relationship several years back. The woman had the child and never told him because the relationship was gone. And now that the child is needing financial aid and so on and so forth, the authorities said, you've got to speak about who the father is. So now, God knows who to talk to. So he was pressed to come to talk to me about this. And I said, I'm excited for you because you're going to learn that this little boy, but he says, my paycheck. I said, well, who's that all about? Is it about the boy or is it about you? So today, he came over and we got to talk, and he opened up a little bit more. And my prayer was, Lord, if there's somebody that I need to talk to today, you bring them to me. Try it on. Close your eyes. Say, God, if I'm supposed to be building somebody up with the word of life, tomorrow, bring them in. Bring them closer. And I will minister from a place of rest and a place of love, a place of compassion, mercy and grace. And it'll flow out of me
and touch their hearts. That's what the kingdom is. It's a kingdom of words of life. Words of eternal life that come from me and goes into them and sets the captives free. Now you know. And now I know that the Word of God is living, active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates broken hearts. It divides the soul from the spirit, even the joints and the marrow. And it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of not only my heart, but their hearts as well. Amen. That's all she wrote. By the way, that's the bride. She is the bride. That's all she wrote. See, it's the bride that wrote the book. Amen?
Amen?
Under the anointing of the same Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Share some hugs and love with each other.
And keep the saints in prayer as the Lord leads you, okay? And if you leave without a hug, there's a problem.